current affairs with an Islamic perspective, an alternative to the mainstream narrative, establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome to News Right Now, America's gun culture. On October the 1st, 2017, 58 people were killed and hundreds of others were injured at a country music festival. Gunshots rained down from the 32nd floor of a hotel room in Las Vegas, Nevada. Suspicions of a coordinated mass terror attack were put aside when the suspect was named as 64-year-old accountant Stephen Paddock. 1 week later, and after pursuing over 1,000 leads, Las Vegas police have yet to determine a motive for this deadly mass murder, the worst in modern US history. Terrible acts of violence are not uncommon in America. The United States has a sordid love affair with guns that has devastated its communities and affected thousands. Statistics state that more people have been killed by guns than American soldiers dying in all wars that the US has taken part in the last almost 250 years. The Las Vegas shooting has become the latest flashpoint of the gun debate being fought by both conservatives and liberals. Each side claims to have the answer to the problem. Liberals advocate enhanced gun control, while conservatives call for more freedom and gun rights. An enlightened view of the issue of gun violence reveals that guns and weapons themselves are not the problem. Rather, they are mere tools which could be used for good or for evil. America's sanctification of the Constitution in general, and specifically the Second Amendment, which grants citizens the right to bear arms, is the root of the gun violence problem. This amendment is born out of deep suspicion for government and is fiercely defended by lobbyists and political groups that generally mistrust government. American political culture holds the concept of freedom as absolute and sacrosanct. The sad irony is that this freedom is the very cause of many of the US's problems, gun violence being one of them. One news anchor recently stated that mass shootings like the one in Las Vegas are the price of freedom. On the other side of the debate are those who call for the banning of guns. The reality is that no amount of gun laws will prevent such acts of violence from taking place. Clearly, the problem is an intrinsic part of the system that neglects the role of the creator in daily life. These killings are driven by empty rage, and these massacres are an indication that the ideology which America sanctifies and tries to force upon the whole world is a hollow ideology, unable to provide tranquility to humanity and unable to provide a higher purpose. Man-made laws will always be flawed, and it is only the fixed law that is given by our Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that can bring harmony. Allah tells us in Surah Al-Maida, verse 49,
وَأَنِحْكُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ وَاحْذَرْهُمْ أَن يَفْتِنُوكَ عَن بَعْضِ مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ.
And judge, O Muhammad, between them by what Allah has revealed, and do not follow their inclinations, and beware of them, lest they tempt you away from some of what Allah has revealed to you. The questions should not be what made a person do what they did, or should we ban guns? Rather, this is a time to ask, what should be the basis for human action? And how can laws be made fair if man's mind is the deciding factor? Jazakumullah khairan for listening, and please join us next time. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Current affairs with an Islamic perspective. An alternative to the mainstream narrative. Establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.